This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today's name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will learn is the name of Allah, Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq, the truth. And we know very well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haqq. But what more can we learn from it? The truth, of course, extends to so many things. But in terms of the context of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is truly deserving of being worshipped. He is the one who truly exists and is undeniably the Lord and the King of this world. He is the one who is perfect, so He is perfect, and that is the truth. And His attributes are perfect, and His actions are perfect, and His speech is perfect, and His decree is perfect, His promise is perfect, and every aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, is the truth. The name Al-Haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the Quran 10 times. It appears in the Quran as Al-Haqq 10 times. For example, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Exalted be Allah, the true King. But we want to take a lesson from this part of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that teaches us a little bit more about the application of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Haq. And this is part of a lengthy hadith. It is an agreed upon hadith found in Bukhari and Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ would stand in the night and recite this dua. But because it's fairly lengthy, I will only mention the parts of the hadith that are pertaining to our topic. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَنْتَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعْدُكَ الْحَقِّ وَلِقَاءُكَ حَقِّ وقولك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق. And the hadith continues. So what can we learn from this hadith? First off, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would say in his dua, ولك الحمد أنت الحق. All praises is due to you. Ya Allah, all praise is due to you, and you are the truth. Meaning there is no other deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions in the Quran that from amongst those gods or those idols or those things that people worship other than Allah, they cannot even recreate even the wing of the fly. And if the fly was to take something, those idols would not even be able to go and retrieve it from the fly. How simple of an example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to show that everything other than Allah that is worshipped is false. And He alone is the truth and the one worthy of being worshipped. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and says, وَوَعَدُكَ. And your promise is the truth. My brothers and sisters, when we look at the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to rizq, just a simple example, rizq, provisions, is that not the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at where many of us have come from. Look at the condition of what we used to live through when we were younger. Look at where our families may have come from, our grandparents have came from, the challenges that they went through. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to allow them to live with good health and good times, regardless of how difficult it was. At the end of the day, whether there's food or not, the life continues. So the promise of Allah is the truth. And if you look at rizq, alhamdulillah, Allah provides for us. When we run after rizq, when we run after provisions, we can try to make more. But if it isn't written for us, we will not have. If it isn't written for us, we will not get it. And then at times we take a back seat. And we say, you know what, alhamdulillah, everything is from Allah. And then you get that tax return, and then something comes your way, and someone gives you a gift, and you know, something nice happens to you. And you think to yourself, but I'm not making an effort to get any of this wealth, to get any of this rizq, any of these provisions. How is this even happening? It's coming from alhamdulillah. His promise is the truth. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلِقَاءُكَ حَقٌّ. And our meeting with you is the truth. My brothers and sisters, we will all stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And those who disobey Allah, and those who disregard the truth that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, وَقَوْلُكَ حَقٌّ وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقٌّ وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ. That what you have said, your word, your promise, your statements in the Qur'an about how we are supposed to live and who we are to submit to is the truth. And those who disobey will see on the day that they stand before Allah that that was the truth. That the messages we received from the prophets and messengers, وَالنَّبِيُّونَ حَقٌّ, their message to us was the truth. وَمُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَقٌّ, that he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, is the last and final messenger, and his message was the truth. of the day they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who rejected the truth will see and learn and realize that it's too late, and that was the truth and is the truth, but they disobeyed. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفر إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I think by now, after learning what we just learned of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know very well that the truth will always prevail. The truth will always prevail. And it doesn't matter what we are going through in life. If someone is treated unjustly, for example, they're treated unjustly at work and laid off, or a family member is abusing them and not treating them properly, in a way that is taking advantage of them. For example, not letting some of our young adults get married, right? Not letting some of our young adults get married. Some of our brothers and sisters are 20, 25, 30, 35, they want to get married, and their parents refuse to let them get married, right? The truth will always prevail. Whatever we work towards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the truth out. And we see the exact same thing happening in what we were hearing from day till night yesterday about it being Canada Day, but also about the sad news that we see happening or coming out from the history of the residential schools across Canada. And for those who didn't know about this, well, this was something that has been for many years and in fact is still happening up until today. Lots of injustice is happening up until today. And so my brothers and sisters, remember, regardless of what the situation, regardless of what the scenario, regardless of what we're going through in life, whenever we are treated unjustly, Al-Haq, Allah, who is Al-Haq, will bring out the truth, always and forever, whether in this life or on the day that we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do I mention this? Because it gives us hope. It gives us hope. Knowing that we may not get justice here can make someone go crazy. They feel as though, I need justice. I have to take justice into my own hands. And this is what some people do, and they become criminals. They go and they harm someone else. Simple example, a person sees their brother overdosing of drugs. A person sees their own brother overdosing, using drugs. And they go and attack or fight the person who dealt their brother drugs. What benefit are you getting? You get caught by the police. You get put in jail. You have assault charges against you. You have a criminal record against you. The truth will always prevail and come out. Sometimes we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, and we'll conclude with this, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضَعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you sees an injustice, then change it physically. If you have the ability to, and you have a position of status, or the status to actually change it physically, then do so. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and if you're not able to, فَبِلِسَانِ, then change something, take action with your words, verbally say something about it. This is wrong, you can't do this, you're harming someone, you can't take advantage of someone else. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and if you're not able to, فَبِقَلْبِ, وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. If you're not able to do anything physically and verbally, then dislike what you're seeing happening in front of you. Hate it in your heart. Don't like it, as in don't accept it. And that is the lowest level of iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon every single one of us, to shower His blessings and mercy upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon every single one of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask you, Ya Allah, to shower your blessings and mercy and forgiveness down upon every single one of us. Ya Allah, please, please remove the hardships and difficulty of those that are going through oppression and challenges, regardless of the country or the city or the state that they live in. Ya Allah, remove the oppression from upon them. Ya Allah, please grant health to all of our community members that are suffering and struggling and going through difficulty, specifically our daughter, one of the little girls in our community, Zainab, who is back in Sick Kids Hospital. Ya Allah, grant her cure and ease from the hardships and the challenges that she's going through. Ya Allah, please grant health to our brother, Wasim, who is also admitted in the hospital and going through difficulty with COVID-19. Ya Allah, there are many people that are struggling and suffering. Our little baby boy, Isa, who is going through so much hardship, whose parents are patient with them. Ya Allah, please grant them ease and grant them a way out and grant him health. Ya Allah, you're showering your rain down upon us. Accept our dua. This is the time that the Prophet said dua is accepted. Ya Allah, accept the dua of the believers that are sitting before you, raising their hands and praying you today, here and now. Ameen. Inna Allah yaqbalu bi 'abdihi al-ihsan wa al-ihsan bi al-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha wa al-munkar wa al-baghi ya'idukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa ad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allahi akbar wa Allahu ya'lam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جزاكم الله خيرا، brothers and sisters, for your patience. Be careful on your way out. If it's raining heavily, take your time. Remember to donate generously on your way out. And also, our youth program for the summer is starting up from tomorrow. Those of you who want to register your teenagers, you can still do so by visiting the Muslim website, www.hikmahmilton.com. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.